Well, I thought the game was, I kind of had different segments of the game. I thought we were good, really good in the first, and there was a point we outshot them, you know, quite a bit, 27-11, I think at one point. They had a good second period, and the goal could have unnerved us. It was disappointing at the end of the second period, but I thought we regrouped well, and we came back and played a good, tight third period. I thought that, obviously, the goal by Scheifele and the Wheeler getting the goal and assist was real good. Well, Scheifele played a good game. I thought we had some people played hard. Our gaps weren't great, but I thought we played a pretty solid game. It was a tight game.
Could you just talk about the difference between a 4-2 road trip and what 3-3 would have felt like?
Well, 3-3 would not have felt very good, you know, especially being up 1-0. But you know, I don't know that we expected to be a 1-0 game. After 60 minutes, I think that certainly 4-2 is a lot more comforting for us. It would have been disappointing to go home 3-3. I mean, for us, that would have been a tough one.
Is that first period sort of the response you were looking for from the group?
Well, I thought we played hard. I thought we played smart. I thought we were going. I thought we were doing a lot of good things. I thought we were following the game plan. I thought the same in the second period. We had a little more trouble in our D zone the second period. That and getting pucks behind their defensemen, and then compounding that with a long change. I think that was one of the problems. We didn't get pucks deep. We'd get out there longer. Now we're in our zone longer, and therefore we're giving up more things. But I thought that, for the most part, I thought we played a pretty good, solid game.
You mentioned Scheifele and Wheeler. Al Montoya, how about a comment on him?
Well, I thought Montoya played really strong. Those can be tough games to be in. At one point, he had 8 shots. We had, 22 and stuff. So those are games that we could feel it on the bench even into this late in the second period that we got to try to make this more difficult for them, because the more we let them hang around, and there was comments that were happening in the game, and sure enough, they scored. But I thought Montoya battled back hard. That would have been a tough thing on his shoulders, even at the end, on everybody, really, at the end of the game. But I thought he played well. I thought that we got a little fortunate in the overtime where we miscalculated. They fired one off the inside of the post. He lost a stick, and turned out we came back and scored. So it was a good break for us. We've had that happen to us more than once.
Did you consider a timeout in the second, or just because there wasn't much time left?
No. I didn't consider a timeout because, for me, it's an opportunity potentially for them to set up a play, but I suppose you could have. And you don't know how they're going to line up. So that's the other thing, you know. So not really. You just hope that the players can manage. It's a pretty simple play, and we just didn't cover people. All you have to do is cover the people around the net. They got 3 seconds, 3.2 seconds. So.